And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I got great guests lined up for you today. We have Nancy Hammerly with Big Brothers Big Sisters. We also have Leah McLemore with Women and Business and American Family Insurance. And also, I have Jeannie Livernash with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with my first guest, Leah McLemore, with Women in Business and also the owner of American Family Insurance in Chino Valley.
Yay, thank you for having me.
No problem. Gosh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's been a whole year since you've had you back.
I know.
You know, for the new year. And with this new year, we have so many new things going on.
I know. We have lots of plans for Women in Business. We are getting ready. Well, we've got three events coming up that I want to tell everybody about.
For Women in Business?
For Women in Business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Our first one, so we have a luncheon that's coming up in January, and this is going to be a really good luncheon that you don't want to miss because inspirational speaker Veronica Morrow is going to be speaking about the power within us.
Perfect. So it's perfect, especially for the new year, for all of us, you know, trying to look for that inspiration and, you know,
motivation.
We're all motivated and, you know, so this will be a great one. And it's January.
That's on January 28th. Yep. And it's going to be at Centennial Hall where we typically have our luncheons. And I think it's going to be a really good time. And you can come, you can meet new women, meet Veronica, our speaker, do some networking, just have a ladies' lunch like we always have. a good turnout.
Yeah, women in business is fantastic because it does allow, you know, women to kind of come out, get to meet other women, and it's a great environment for them. Yep. They just love that.
Oh, I know.
And so can you let me know where Centennial Center is?
Yeah, so Centennial Center is at the golf course right across the street from the airport.
Gotcha.
Centennial Hall. So it sits like right on the golf course there.
Most people think it's inside the golf.
Oh, yeah.
In there.
It's a little separate area.
It is a little separate area, yeah, but it's on the outside. Area. And that's where most of the women in business things
that's
happen.
That's where most of our lunches happen for sure. And we always, they do a really good job there. They
and
have
it's
good
great.
Food.
It's centrally located. Mm. So, you know, women from Prescott, Prescott Valley, you know, can kind of easily come. People from Chino, it's not that, you know, 10-minute drive.
Exactly.
So it's perfectly, and so you've got Veronica Morrow coming in on January 28th.
Speaking about the power within.
The power within. Any kind of tips that she let you know?
I think she's just going to be talking about, you know, like we never realize how much power we have inside our minds and inside our hearts. And if you really believe in yourself, then you can accomplish anything.
Yeah, that's a great topic. And like I said, especially for the new year. You know, right now we all have made New Year's resolutions, and I guess the goal is just to make it past January 14th because they say everyone, you know, fails after, you know, 2 weeks in. Yeah. So, you know, it's just to make it past that January 14th, but I think it's a New Year's resolution and I've done really well with it.
Oh, good.
And so I'm like, wow, you know, I'm excited because I think it's a totally different path. You know, you have to be in your mind ready.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think I could overcome, you know, maybe not eating sugar or eating late at night, and I've totally done it.
Good for you.
I know. It's very weird.
You're doing better than I am.
Grumpy. No, I'm just kidding. But definitely. So it's one of those things.
That's
so
awesome.
It's January 28th.
January 28th is our luncheon. Within. The power within.
And what time is it at, Leah?
That's going to go from like 11 to 1. Usually we open our doors at 11, but we don't really start until like 11:30 or so.
Great.
We always recommend coming in early and chit-chat.
Getting your early network on.
Mm-hmm. Exchanging some business cards and getting to know all the ladies. And it's just, it's always just a fun group of women.
Absolutely.
Women in business has just really flourished. If you consider about where we were at a few years ago, we've really come a long ways.
And definitely.
We have a lot of women that come and enjoy our lunches.
So you got women in business, and what else you got going on for women in business?
Okay, so my favorite event that Women in Business puts on, this is going to be our second annual fashion show.
Perfect.
And I'm so excited because we had our first one in February of 2019, and this was probably the biggest event that we ever did. We sold 110 tickets, and we donated about $1,000 to the U.S. Vet Shelter in
Prescott. Wow, okay.
It was so much fun. So this is kind of a fun fundraiser that we put on once a year. This year it's going to be April 4th.
Okay.
We're going to be co-hosting it with Smart Girls Consignment and Purple Clover Clothing Store, which is in Bashford Courts.
Yes. Mouthful there.
Yeah. So both of those clothing stores are going to be there showing everybody the different kinds of clothes that they have
and
to
they
offer.
Both have great clothes. I love
Super
Smart Girls
cute.
And I love you know, the one in Bashford, Purple Clover.
Yes,
she's
Purple
fantastic.
Clover. Yeah.
They kind of walk you through everything in styles.
Yeah,
I really
so
love
cute.
Those ladies.
They're the cutest clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I'm pretty excited because we're going to be donating a third of all profits that are raised to the U.S. Vet Shelter in Prescott.
Perfect. So it is the annual fashion show.
The annual fashion show.
And the models are really wonderful,
too.
Yeah,
the models are all lady veterans. Last year it was just so amazing because it turned out to be so patriotic. We had a red, white, and blue theme. We had the national anthem playing. We got to salute to our lady veterans and we got to donate and raise money for our veterans. So we're going to be doing it again. Tickets are only $35 and that includes your lunch. So you get to come to a fashion show, pay $35. You get to have a lunch. You get to interact. Everybody gets to take home a little goodie bag.
Perfect.
It's so much
fun.
Love
the goodie bag.
Yeah, it's so much fun. So you can pre-register and get your ticket at chinovalley.org. And I would definitely recommend getting a ticket as early as you can because we might sell out. We only have 150 tickets to sell, and it's going to be a packed room.
So definitely seating is limited.
Seating is limited,
so you're
yes.
going to want to get your tickets. Yeah. And where is this event held at?
This one's going to be held at Stone Ridge Golf Course.
Okay.
Very
Perfect.
Elegant, very pretty. We're just really excited. It'll be
yeah,
so
it's going to be a great time. And are you looking for any more models?
Yes. Yeah, so if you're interested, please give me a call. You can reach me at 928-636-8593. American Family Insurance in Chino Valley. If you need any questions about the fashion show or women in business, then you're
welcome to reach out
to me. And
you're looking for veteran models.
Yeah, so all of our models have to be lady veterans. And any shape, size, doesn't matter what
right.
size you are. The clothing fits all different types of women, but we are looking for some lady veterans, absolutely.
I think that's really great. There is a lady veteran that you have asked to be in the fashion mm-hmm. show, and she's one of those that never dresses up or does anything for herself.
Right.
And she's actually so excited
is
about
this. Is she really?
She's been a little bit like...
And this is Helen?
No, it's Rhonda.
Oh, Rhonda. She Rhonda Smith.
She is
yes.
a total yep. kind of a tomboy,
mm-hmm.
and she won't admit it, but she's really excited
she
about
oh, good.
It. And she's like, oh my gosh, you know what? Kind of, I don't know how to wear makeup.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do this. And
it, so
I think
funny.
It's a great way to give those ladies, she's just from this experience, I can tell that she's just going to gain a lot from it.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
I think
just,
everybody
it's just gonna
does.
Open her up. It's going to
yeah.
make her feel beautiful.
Mm.
She's just going to feel really special for that day. And I'm so glad you guys are doing something
yes,
like that.
Yes, I know. I'm so excited. It's really the type of event that not only does it lift you up because you get to donate to our veterans who deserve everything in the world, but you get to empower other women.
Right.
And it's just you, when we put the fashion show together last year, everybody had nothing but amazing things to say. Everybody had a great time, and you just leave
and it
feeling
is.
So
I mean,
happy.
Who wouldn't want to like check out the latest in fashion?
Right.
And I loved it because they taught us like, you know, oh my gosh, that goes with that. And I was
mm-hmm.
like able to see, you know, things walking down, you know, I was like, wow, like I never thought about putting that and that together
yeah.
or those like
yeah.
textures and that style together. So I learned a
yeah.
lot and I love fashion.
Oh my goodness.
You know, and
yeah.
I'm just one of those that has to like Pinterest all of the outfits.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, like what would go with that yellow
yeah.
shirt or, you know,
uh-huh.
mustard or whatever I
Absolutely.
Get. Something weird. But
yeah.
I think it's a great opportunity, like you said.
Accessorize.
To network, accessorize.
Yes.
Yeah. And just really get to know the other ladies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's just going to be so much fun. So you can actually get tickets to anything that Women in Business does on chinovalley.org. So any of our lunches and our fundraiser, and always pre-register because I think you get a better deal.
And you guys have your dates for the next, for the year pretty much.
Yes, we do. So we have June 23rd is going to be our following luncheon. This one that we're really excited about because Ken Lane has accepted to be our speaker, and he's going to be talking about business development.
Awesome.
So that one's going to be so cool because if anyone knows Ken, like he's just such a fun guy.
Definitely.
And he is somebody that I respect a lot because he, you know, he started, he grew, he retains a very successful business in Prescott. So I think anybody who's coming to our luncheon is going to really get something out of listening to him.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just get motivated, and he's
and
just a great guy.
Yeah, and then mm-hmm. you guys have, and that's June, and then...
Yes, so that's June, and then our next lunch is October 15th, but we don't really have a topic for that
yeah,
one
but
yet.
At least you have a date.
In place. Yep, we have a date, so you can actually go online, and you can pre-register for all of our events ahead of time.
Perfect, yeah, and they're all online right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yep.
Visit chinovalley.org. They're
uh-huh.
on the Chamber's website,
yep.
so you can go ahead and, like you said, you can go ahead and register for them.
Yep.
You can go ahead and get your fashion show
yeah.
tickets. It's time to do it.
Your
you know,
fashion show together.
It'd be a great afternoon with the girls
yes.
or just, you know, somebody new to hang out with.
Absolutely.
I think it's a great thing. I enjoyed it and I loved
yeah.
going to it last year.
Absolutely. It's going to be a really good time. And if you ever have any questions about anything to do with women in business, then just pick up the phone and call Leah at American Family Insurance. In
yes.
Valley.
Pick up the phone
mm-hmm.
and call Leah with American Family Insurance and with Women in Business.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate you so much for being here today
well,
and letting
you.
Us know
yeah.
all about the exciting exciting new events for 2020.
I know.
I can't even believe we're in 2020.
It's probably going to go faster than 2019 did.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. And I'm just excited to be working with you again this year.
Yes, me too.
So we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley
Great.
Days.
Thanks, Lorette.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reap Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reap Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here talking to my next guest. I have Nancy Hammerly with Big Brothers Big Sisters. How are you today, Nancy?
Hi, Lorette. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes, that's what I was just telling Leah. Happy New Year. I can't believe we're in 2020.
I know. A whole new decade.
A whole new decade, and it's just gone by so fast. I can't
I'm
even believe it.
I'm not getting any older.
Well, and you also said you didn't have any New Year's resolutions.
No, I'm making improvements, not resolutions.
Perfect. I like that.
Yeah.
I liked, tell me about that meme, Mia, that you were saying on Facebook that you saw, that meme. Like it said, I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, it was something about, I'm going to drink more. I'm going to stay up late.
I'm going to eat everything.
I'm going to eat fatty food. And all of that. So I said, touche, that's me. I'm going to be like the year of the opposite, just like George Costanza. So if I try for the opposite, maybe the actual positive will
happen. Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. You know, like I was telling Leah, sometimes our New Year's resolutions, they say, you know, after 2 weeks is the max that people usually get excited about. You know, everyone right now goes to the gym. It's packed. It's crowded. And then, you know, by the end of January.
I haven't been yet.
It's back to the usuals. Well, I'm definitely not a gym person, but, yeah, it tends to be the norm.
Yep.
So, big brothers, big sisters, you guys have a lot going on.
Well, as always.
Yes.
You know, it's never ending. And with this new month, new year, new decade, Lorette, you know, everybody starts to think of how they're going to improve themselves, not only with New Year's resolutions, but how perhaps they're going to better serve their community and humankind.
Absolutely.
And so that always comes to mind around the holidays. In the first of the year, we reflect. And so keeping in that spirit, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters is a one-to-one mentoring program that matches caring adult volunteers with children that may need a little help with their goals. And we call ourselves Defenders of Potential, and this year we're going to be rock stars for our kids. So
perfect.
We're going to have a standard theme for the whole year, and this year's it's Be a Big Brother, Big Sister Rock Star.
Rock Star. I love that.
Isn't that great?
That's fantastic. How motivational is that?
Well, we hope it's going to be very motivational. So those people out there that come be a rock star for Big Brother.
Yeah, I was just talking to some people, and they were like, you know, I want to volunteer. It's the new year. I want to, you know, be able to get out more. I found that last year I didn't really do a whole lot. So this is perfect for those people that really are looking to make a difference. And it's a difference you're making.
It is a big difference. I'm a big sister and have been for 11 years.
Wow.
I have just turned 14-year-old Clarissa, and we're kind of, you know, things aren't. We don't see each other as often. Friends, of course, are more important in our life right
definitely.
Now.
Definitely.
So we'll see how that goes, if we stay together or if I get a new little sister that is younger and wanting to do stuff.
Wanting to do stuff. Yeah.
You know, so I'm looking forward to that. And with, you know, that being said and the reflection and thinking about volunteering and stuff, I wanted to come here and tell your listeners and the community about our mentoring symposium that Big Brothers Big Sisters is hosting this year. And it's this week.
Okay.
It's actually this Saturday, the 11th. Kicking off with a cocktail party on Friday night with our guest of Frank Shankwitz, the Wish Man.
Wow.
You can ask him personal questions and one-on-one with him, hear his story. If you haven't seen that movie, Wish Man, it's pretty awesome. So in keeping with the mentoring format, it's not just about children. You know, there's job mentoring. There's mentoring for the elderly with Meals on Wheels and in-home care. AARP.
Absolutely.
AA, for that matter, is mentoring. Faith-based mentoring. Educational, the LGBTQ community.
Absolutely.
That's up and coming. And I know I need to learn more about that and more understanding and tolerance about that. So there's so many things and workshops that we're going to be offering at the symposium. You can still go online and purchase tickets at www.azbigs.org. Go on our website, see what we're offering, what workshops are available. We've got a list of almost 50 presenters throughout the state that are going to be presenting.
Wow.
Educational
and is
workshop.
This all day or when?
All day, okay. Saturday. Of course, Friday evening is the kickoff reception with Frank Shankwitz. And then starting at 7 a.m. through 5 o'clock on Saturday at the Prescott Resort, you can pick and choose what you're interested in, what you want to learn more about.
I think that's great. So anyone working with volunteers, anyone that wants to learn more,
and just maybe just thinking about, I'd like to know more about that.
Right.
And it's a great opportunity. It's not that expensive. APS is our sponsor for this.
Fantastic.
And AARP, actually, are our big sponsors for this symposium, and we're real excited and hope that this is the first kickoff annual whatever, and we hope it'll be an annual.
Sounds great. I'm so excited to have this in our area. It seems like it's something that was much needed.
Well, and it's our chance to not compete with our other nonprofits in the area. You know, we're all worthy.
Right.
We all do good work.
Absolutely.
And we want to work together to educate our citizens, our communities on how they can help.
Exactly.
Make their community better.
Absolutely. That's great. And that's this Saturday. You said on the 11th.
Right.
So January 11th.
The reception, I think it costs $35 for appetizers, cocktails.
Yum.
And then, you know, hearing from Mr. Shankwitz. And that's Friday.
Friday. Mm-hmm. So Friday evening is the kickoff.
Uh-huh.
And then Saturday are the actual classes.
Correct.
And what time does it start?
7 a.m.
7 a.m.
5 p.m.
Okay, so it's all day.
Breakfast and lunch.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
so you don't have to worry about leaving. Breakfast and lunch are included in this, and it gives you a chance to get out, meet other people, but really get to know those classes and the workshops that you guys
and
are doing.
And get to learn, you know.
Yeah.
Any information is valuable information.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And I think this, like I said, is great for our area. I'm so excited that you guys are bringing it to our area, and it's much needed.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. So what else you guys got going on, Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Well, you know, we're always fundraising.
Absolutely.
Because we're a nonprofit and we're supported by the community. We only get about 17% of our annual income from grants that usually have to do with our program.
Absolutely.
Faction. So the rest is through local donations, donors, and events. So Bowl for Kids' Sake, which has been almost 40 years, is coming up in March. That kicks off with Kids Bowl February 8th, and then our first bowling session will be March the 21st.
So right around the corner.
Yeah.
So you guys have been planning this for probably.
Well, it's been every year for the past almost 40 years, so it's just like, okay, here comes bowling.
Here comes bowling, yes.
And
it's a big event for you guys.
It is, and it's fun.
Yes.
So what the concept of Bowl for Kids' Sake is, you and a group of your friends, family, coworkers, whatever.
Absolutely.
Get a team together and go out and try to raise money for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And you just have to get people to promise, okay, I'll give you $20 or whatever. And so then you get those names written down and acknowledged, and then bring them to us. We'll do the billing and collections. Then we throw you a bowling party, and you come out and bowl with your friends, have some free drinks, free pizza, free prizes. We have some pretty good prizes, and support the kids in this community at the same time.
So when is the date for this? You can still sign up.
Oh, absolutely. We're just getting things going.
Going.
So it covers several weekends.
Okay.
So the first weekend is March 21st and 22nd. And the next weekend is March 28th and 29th, I think.
So you can pick the weekend that works best for you.
And then we're going to skip a week. And then April 11th will be our procrastinators bowling date.
That would probably be right under my category. That's exactly it. A procrastinator's bowling. I like that.
So we have the opportunity to get your teams together. There's plenty of time. It's great fun. And it's a way to support your community and have a good time at it, you know?
And where do I get the information for this?
Go back onto www.azbigs.org.
azbigs.org.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going to find the information, you know, on
everything.
Everything. So what's going
on
this weekend?
Bowling,
oh my gosh.
What events?
Well, you know, and it was a great site. It's pretty interactive.
Very.
And it was giving stories and it's got great photos on there. I was there this morning just kind of looking through all the things that you guys have going on. There's so much that you guys do for the community.
Well, thank you. And we think the work is special and rewarding and beneficial to everybody. Many
Perfect.
Of our children go on to college, and they may be the first generation in their family to go to college. They learn how to set goals and to achieve them. So that's what we're here, is to not change them or anything and make them us or whatever, but we're to defend the potential that they have within them.
And if somebody wanted to be a big, what's the process of doing
this? The process of becoming a big, of course, is interest and availability. So we have two kinds of bigs. You can be a community-based big, where you go out into the community and go hiking, go to the movies, do whatever
interests you. Do some fun things.
Yes. Or you can be a school-based match, where you go into the school once a week for an hour. do homework, do art projects, play games, whatever. We have many, most of our schools we have a partnership with, and they're all for this. And the commitment for a school-based match is for one school term. That's once a
just
week
one
for an hour
term.
For
okay.
one school term. And the community-based match is 8 hours a month for 1 year. So many of our volunteers and littles, who we call our children, we call littles, stay together for years and years and years.
That's what I was going to say is I can only imagine, you know, that they, once you kind of get that match, that it's a forever match.
It is, actually. I answered the phone a few months ago, and it was a young man, and he was 30-ish, and planning his wedding. And he wanted
wow.
to know, all he could remember was his big brother's name was Joseph. And so we were able to look in our database. He wanted to ask Joseph to come to his wedding. And so we were
how
able
fantastic.
To connect them.
And reconnect
this
them.
Was reconnect them, absolutely. And this was something that was like 12, 13 years ago. So it was really great to be able to do something.
That's like great. That. I love stories like that because it just makes you feel good. Like I said, it's great organization. And I love what you guys do with the bigs and the littles.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much to do with them that I think it's great. I think what would be hard is to do a school-based one and not want to do something with them on the weekends.
Well, you can also, you can start out that way because maybe you're not sure.
Right.
And, if this is going to be a good fit for you. We do want that commitment, that initial 1 year or school term commitment.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that goes very fast. If it's not, you know, if dire circumstances happen, of course, you know, we'll make those arrangements and stuff. But most of our matches go on and continue for many, many, many years.
Yeah, because they make that connection. It's a personal connection. And really, you know, you can just see the light in their faces just when they're matched up with somebody. I know a lot of people in the community, a lot of close friends of mine that are bigs. And they have that little, and it's just a great, I love the way they talk about their littles, the things that they do with their littles. And what I think is really great is they take their littles to like their job site, show them what they do. And they get so excited because they want to be like you. They want to see what you do every day. They want that personal connection. And I love that they do that.
Well, I've taken mine to many Big Brothers, Big Sisters function. She likes to serve coffee. And
get them started young.
Yeah, and I'm also a realtor, so she has done some open houses with me.
Exactly.
And she's enjoyed that as well. So you can start as a school base and morph into a community base if both of you are on the same page.
Gotcha.
We want to expand this.
Absolutely.
So,
I love that.
And plus, too, I wanted to tell you, Lorette, I know your little girl's only 3 years old now. However, when she grows up a little bit, you know, our age is 5 to through high school, so 17, 18 years old. And not only can you be an individual match with a little boy or a little girl, a couple can be a match or a family can be a match.
That's fantastic.
So later on when your little girl is like 8 or 9 or 10 years old, you can get a little sister together.
That would be fantastic. I think she would love something like that. Yeah, definitely. I love that you guys do that. So any of the information can be found on your website. What was that website again?
www.azbigs.org.
Azbigs.org. And if they have any questions, Nancy, they can get a hold of you.
Just call us at 928-778-5135. We'll answer any questions.
And
you
everything,
have.
Don't forget about what's going on this weekend. You said the 11th?
The 11th, our mentoring symposium, bowling coming up, and many, many more fun and exciting events are on the horizon.
Always. Yes, you guys are a very busy organization. Nancy Hammerly, thank you so much for being here today with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
The view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. As devastating wildfires continue to burn in Australia, some federal firefighting experts based in Arizona are headed down under to help out.
We have some fire management specialists, so some overhead, and we also have division soups and task force leaders, which are working more on the ground with the crews.
National Interagency Fire Center spokesperson Carrie Bilbao says six people so far have been deployed. When firefighters are deployed to Australia, they're given a 30-day assignment. Tempe police continue investigating the case of a man stabbed at an apartment complex.
Police say they need to do follow-up interviews, but detectives have identified a suspect and police aren't ready to say anything more. Officers were called out to the apartment complex Sunday morning and found the victim stabbed in the neck at his home. At last check, he was hospitalized in stable condition. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny skies today, clear this evening, chilling after bedtime to 26 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, warming to about 57 tomorrow, Wednesday near 50, Thursday and Friday only 40, with a 30% chance for rain and light snow Thursday afternoon and late night. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling overnight to around 31 with clear skies, sunny highs near 62 tomorrow, 57 Wednesday, Thursday and Friday only 47, with the same chance for Thursday rain and light snow. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A. Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with my next guest. I've got Jeannie Livernash. She is with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, and she is one of our best volunteers ever. I love having Jeannie, and she's here in the studio with me today. Hey, Jeannie, how's it going?
Just fine, Lorette. Thanks for inviting me. I'm very excited to be here.
No problem. I think this is a great opportunity. Like we were just saying earlier, you know, with the new year comes everybody wanting to volunteer and kind of get out of the house. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to have you on, especially just to kind of talk about a little bit about what you do with the chamber and all the volunteer work you do. You do so much for us. You've been there now a little over 2 years. So, yes.
Yes, that is correct.
You've been there for a while, so you're one of our loyal ones. So, Jeannie, what's one of the favorite things that you like volunteering at the Chamber?
Well, I am very happy to say that my coworkers, as well as Lorette, are just great people to work with. I can't say enough about that because it's like my home away from home.
And you really, you know, I think all of us have such a great bond there that that's what makes it, it is a fun part of, you know, volunteering at the chamber. So definitely. You know, one of the questions that I get asked is it a lot of work? You know?
No. No, it's not. From the perspective that, you know, what I'm used to working, but it's not work to me. It's coming in and just being a part of the chamber as a volunteer. My day may consist of greeting visitors.
Yeah.
Which I get a lot of folks from all over. I've met people from within the U.S. and even other countries.
Right. Absolutely. We are the tourism center in Chino Valley, so we do get a lot of out-of-towners and a lot of people just wanting some information, maps, brochures. They're looking for so much, you know, what is there to do in the area? And I think it's really great having volunteers like yourself that kind of able to, I think you've learned a lot, you know, especially what's around Chino Valley. You know, we have a Buddhist temple and you're like, holy cow. I think when I first told you that, you're like, what? We have one of those? And I think so. You've probably learned a lot and gained some experience within the past 2 years, I would say.
Oh, yes. I have learned a lot just from my visitors.
Absolutely.
That walk in the door.
The visitor, and you never know what you're going to get. I think that's part of volunteering. It's not the same thing every single day. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I totally agree with that.
You never know what's going to walk through that door or the questions that you'll get on the phone. You know, those kind of things. I think you've done a fantastic job with those, you know, answering our phone calls. You do a great job of that. You're also, like I said, great with the tourism side of it. And I think you really enjoy that.
Oh, I do. I very much enjoy any day that I'm in the office.
Well, I think one of your hidden talents that you missed in life is decorating. You are kind of that interior decorator. And I love that about you, Jeannie, is I am one of those that I know when people walk into the office, especially tourists and out of town guests, they walk in and they're like, you know, they would like to see a Christmas tree. They would like to see it decorated nicely. And I really love that you're able to provide that experience and do those decorating little things here and there at the office, because it's the stuff I don't have the time for. And I really hope that, you know, within this new year that people were wanting to volunteer.
Yes. Volunteering gives you so much satisfaction, knowing that you're there helping other folks. It really is. It's a feeling that is really kind of hard to describe.
And I tell people, come volunteer for the chamber, but also it's the visitor center, the tourism center. But it's so different. And the knowledge that you kind of gain from it is, because every day is something different. You know, somebody wants to know if they could have a chicken on their farm for this reason, or, you know, whatever it is. And I think it's so funny because we have to kind of, you know, we're like detectives hunting down that answer or figuring it out for that, you know, for that person. So I really love, we're all very close. You know, kind of have our own little family, I guess, of volunteers together. And so I really love that about the chamber. And with that, Jeannie, you know, we are actually, so if you're a person out there that loves working with volunteers such as Jeannie, she's a pleasure to work with, and you're looking for a career opportunity, we at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, we're hiring for a community volunteer coordinator. What we want is that person to be able to help maintain the database for volunteers, help coordinate if people have, and it's just not us in the community, but if any one organization has an event going on and they're looking for volunteers, then they will call our community volunteer coordinator and say, hey, you know what? I've got a marathon this weekend and I'm looking for 10 volunteers to help with registration. That is what our community volunteer program coordinator will do. They will help coordinate not just for the chamber, but for our community and for different organizations and businesses and work with the town of Chino Valley. So we are looking for somebody, for community volunteer coordinator position. It is part-time. And so it's a part-time opportunity. It's 15 hours a week. So if anyone is out there looking for something part-time, and loves working with volunteers, this is a great time. I would definitely recommend it.
Yes, I would recommend it too. Any type of volunteering, you know, whether it's at the chamber or at the Boys and Girls Club, at the library, or anything, it's a great thing to put on a resume. Volunteering is a great
Absolutely.
Thing to put on your resume.
It's a great resume builder. And if you're not looking for that career and you're retired, it's something that helps your mind. You know, it helps you keep going, and it gives you a lot of motivation.
Yes, it keeps you active and in the community, and that makes a big difference for older individuals, so they're not just at home. You know, they're getting interaction with other folks and meeting new people.
And to be a chamber volunteer, we only ask that you're 18 years or older, and, you know, and we welcome anybody and everybody. I think it's a great way to really get to know your community. It's a great way to know what's going on in your community. You know, we do a lot of different events, so we are always in need for volunteers if you want to just come and help at events. I know you do some of the events as well.
Oh, sure.
Jeannie.
I love doing it.
What's one of your favorite events that you've loved volunteering at?
I do really like the Horses with Heart event.
Oh, yeah, Sequence
and
Saddle.
That's always a very fun event. Wine Bites and Brew is another.
Huge event, actually, but definitely a fun event, something different for the community.
Yes, very well. And absolutely, Lorette here, who was the director, she's really put her marketing degree to a very good use. She's really has a true talent for bringing in new and fresh ideas that have really made a remarkable difference in growing and expanding memberships. And She has an open door policy. I mean, all you have to do is walk through it.
Volunteers like yourself. I really could not have done. I mean, we are basically a one woman show over there. But if it wasn't for the volunteers that we have in that office, that's what makes it possible. You guys, keep me on my toes. You guys, do so much. I mean, we've got Larry, who helps with the financing and accounting. So, and she's a retired woman. So, and is, you know, and it loves accounting and financing. Who does not need that help? So if you're out there and you're looking for, you know, something to do for the new year, or you're contemplating, you know, should I join, or, you know, if you're looking for something just to get out of the house, we could use your help. We could use your help. We could use your expertise. There's always, everybody has that forte or that something that they're really great at. And I love to find that in people, because that's something that we can utilize. And, you know, with every volunteer that we have, we've learned how to utilize their forte. Like you, like I said, your greatest asset is, I love everything that you do. You talk to everybody, but I also love that you can decorate. And so at all the events and everything, I know Jeannie's here trying to be modest, but we use Jeannie a lot to help decorate at a lot of our events. And I know you love that.
But anybody with any type of work skill, you know, whether it be in carpentry or anything.
Right.
You do, you know, you have the experience and knowledge with it. You don't know where it could take you.
Absolutely.
What avenues it could take you into as far as volunteering. It's when you just sit down and think about it, the opportunities are out there, and sky's the limit.
And the skills that you can retain from it. Well, we've got so much going on, and to volunteer at the Chamber of Commerce, you can visit our website. That's chinovalley.org. And if you would like to apply for our job as well, for the Community Volunteer Program Coordinator, go to Indeed and you will find the job there. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This just in. A huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 blizzard of cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 blizzard of cash. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. We had a great show. I love all my guests. Special thanks to my guests. I had Nancy Hammerly with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We also had Leah McLemore with Women in Business and American Family Insurance. And our wonderful Jeannie Livernash with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. So now's the time to take out your smartphones or your calendars for upcoming events. There is no mixer this month, so we will not have a January mixer. We'll be back on schedule in February. Our January 23rd is the Chino Valley Citizens Academy. So if you want to know everything about Chino Valley, the history of Chino Valley, join the Chino Valley Citizens Academy. That starts January 23rd for the next 8 weeks. And it's about an hour each class every Thursday. We also have January 28th, Women in Business. They have their motivational speaker with Veronica Morrow at Centennial Center from 11:30 to 1 p.m. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Here is an